Xavier Becerra is the Attorney General of the Gulag. I don't even want to call it republic because it's an insult to republics. Gulag Archipelago, land-based archipelago, known as California. Regime leader Biden wants him to become Health and Inhuman Disservices Secretary. In his confirmation hearing continuing yesterday, Becerra was asked questions by Josh Hawley and John Thune and Steve Daines. He was asked questions about his lust for prosecuting people that opposed the murder of the soon-to-be-born, David DeLeiden, for enforcing, indeed, forcing people to comply with the late-term abortion laws, supporting and promoting them. Folks, you're going to hear, I'll play you the digital media files, this creep, this monster gives the Nuremberg defense. So Mrs. O'Connell is listening to this in the other room during our show prep this morning. And the longer she listens, the higher pitched and louder the voice gets in opposition. And exasperation. I can't believe I'm hearing this. He's making apologies. He's talking about ripping babies limb from limb. He won't call them humans. And then he says, I'm just enforcing the law. If you don't know this, ladies and gentlemen of the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, on a Thursday morning, let me give you a crash course. If you participate in murder, torture, sadism, publicly against the innocent, and then you say, he made me do it. I was just following orders. I just did what the law said I must, or what my commanding officer said I must. That's what's called, in modern times now, the Nuremberg defense. Why is it called the Nuremberg defense? Well, look it up. The Nazis that were prosecuted as the monsters that they were for murdering all those Jewish, and they murdered Catholics too, and other Christians. Anyone that got in their way and disagreed, they threw them in a camp. When the men who actually gave the orders and then the ones that carried them out all the way down to sergeants and low corporals and what have you, or whatever the Nazi equivalent was, rather than accept their fate, admit their guilt, beg for mercy, many of them used, I was just carrying out orders. Well, the trial, the court at Nuremberg completely rejected that. They didn't kind of reject it. They completely rejected it. As a matter of fact, they wrote a set of laws. You can't use the Nuremberg defense. You can't, in a theater of war, you can't just go and capture people, civvies, as you people in the military call them, or even prisoners of war, torture, maim, do whatever you want, kill, because someone ordered you to do it. If you do it, you will be prosecuted as a war criminal. Xavier Becerra admitted he's a war criminal, basically. He kept saying, I only did it because I'm just defending the law. The law says that that man can dismember that baby, and I protected his or her right to rip that child limb from limb in its mother's womb. And I do it again because it's the law. That's the Nuremberg defense. You know what the problem with the Nuremberg defense is? The big problem with it? People that will carry it out against little children that can't defend themselves? They'll carry it out against you. Well, I only killed, you know, those people that were protesting because the new law says that they're not journalists or they're not protected by the First Amendment anymore because they have MAGA hats on. So I didn't prosecute those soldiers that mowed them down because they were just obeying the law and I must defend the law. That's the Nuremberg defense. That's Bacara's defense for doing what he did to David DeLeiden, and then for defending Planned Parenthood, basically, using all the resources of the state of California and defending Planned Parenthood. This man is an absolute monster. And then Thune is asking him questions, and at one point, Bacara says, look, hey, man, I get it. I understand the religious opposition here. I don't agree with it. We have to disagree. We just have a difference of opinion. And I'm sitting here, and I'm screaming, going like, killing people is not a difference of opinion. And then he had the unmitigated gall and audacity to say, look, I understand you people. My mother and my aunt, I watch them sometimes pray the rosary together. And I'm going like, you're a Catholic now. Folks, it just keeps getting worse. I feel like, do you see what I just did, Maggie? The only thing I didn't do was take some papers and slam them down. It just keeps getting worse. I almost just did an Alex Jones.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay.
Crap.
Gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
Do you not see what's happening here with the Biden regime and regime leader Biden saying, I'm a Catholic? It's going to come out. Somebody, if that hearing continues, someone's going to ask Bacara. Maybe they did yesterday and I missed it. Mr. Bacara, are you a Catholic? They're going to ask him and he's going to say, well, I don't practice, but yes. He's going to give the Cuomo defense. I personally am, but I publicly oppose. Biden, now who do you think is behind that? Biden is intentionally now, it seems to me, placing, quote, Catholics, close quote, into his cabinet, into positions of authority, people that he must know aren't practicing anything from, hell, I don't even know if you could consider them pagans, as diabolical as they are. We are being undone here, assaulted and attacked. Our very senses and our intellect is being assaulted and attacked by bad Catholics. Coney Barrett, Roberts, Kavanaugh, and now Bacara. But men are charged. They don't do what they do because that's the point. This is the whole point. You keep your religion out of my, I don't want your religion and my politics. Oh, but your politics can get into my religion. And we can have 5,000 people in a Costco on a Sunday morning shopping for eggs and brisket, but we can't have 50 people right next door in a church celebrating the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Right, got it. Do you think, here, I'm going to ask the audience a question here on the Mike Church Show on the Crusade Channel, always in air, always online, at crusadechannel.com. I'm going to give you a sponsor's message in just a moment here, and I'm going to repeat it once per hour today and every day until hopefully this is resolved. Do you think that's happening by accident? Is that a coincidence? Is it a coincidence that major newspapers and news entities around the world, and even the Holy Father and the American or the United States Council of Conference of Catholic Bishops itself, says that Biden is a Catholic? Is it a coincidence that he's presented as such? Is it a coincidence that he and before him Trump, they keep appointing Catholics? Now, if you're a non-denominational and an evangelical, a denominational, and you're wondering, I knew if I just tuned into you one more time, you'd be spouting out that Catholic stuff here. I'm dealing with facts here. The fact is that they are trumpeting these people's Catholicism. So Mrs. O'Connell just told me in my headset, King Dude, he claims he is a practicing Catholic, Baccara. And I'm going like, folks, can it get any worse? Who do you think is the author of this? Who is behind this? Do you not see that the bad guys, that they know exactly who the target is? They know who the target is. They know what they want to destroy. They know the reputation that they must completely eviscerate. And for all of us that attempt, and that's all we do is attempt. I know that's all I do. That attempt to try and not be that person that goes, he's a bad Catholic, she's a bad Catholic. That other people go, and use our free will and the time that we have and the resources that we are blessed with to know right from wrong, to know doctrine from heresy, etc. This is the greatest scandal, I believe, since the crucifixion. In the history of the human race, this is the greatest scandal. Because there was no way to transmit the crucifixion to the rest of the world, and there was only one Christian or two at the end of the day that day. And that was St. John the Evangelist and Our Lady. This is the greatest scandalizing of people of the faith in the history of the church. People want to make comparisons. There's nothing to compare it to. Nothing. In every level, in every government, it seems, in every entity, there's someone claiming, I'm Catholic.